This is KWBU. For years now, research has shown that non-parents are generally happier than parents in the U.S. But new research aims to look at why that is. KWBU recently sat down with Matthew Anderson, an assistant professor of sociology at Baylor and a contributor to the research study. We asked him what the overall goal of the research is.
This study was trying to add on to and expand an important question about why parents are less happy than non-parents in the United States. And we've known this for a while. Years of research have pointed to this fact, but what we haven't known is how exceptional this is. You know, if you look at other advanced nations, do they also show this so-called parental happiness gap? How big is their gap relative to ours? So the big first purpose of the study was to establish the sizes of these gaps and how they compare to the gap in the U.S. And the second big purpose of the study was to figure out, can we identify some factors that are associated with wider gaps or narrower gaps? You know, are there countries in which parents and non-parents show pretty much the same level of happiness, or where parents are actually happier than non-parents, and why?
And what exactly were you and your research partners looking at?
We examined a number of things, ranging from how many weeks a parent can take off from work and still retain pay. We examined maternal and paternal leave specifically. We examined, you know, what percentage of workplaces in a country are flexible, i.e. allow you to vary when you start and stop your daily working hours. Can you accumulate those hours for entire days off? We examined cost barriers. So if childcare cost is a large percentage of the median wage in a country, that's going to represent a pretty big financial challenge for the average parent. And so across all these different factors like that, we found that some mattered more to explaining these gaps and some mattered less.
And ultimately, what factors mattered more when determining this happiness level?
What we did find is that these cost-relevant variables like childcare cost or anything related to financial strain, that mattered less than what we're calling tools to combine parenting with work. And what we mean by that are actually giving people many weeks off at a time, actually giving them a flexible job in the first place. So putting them in a situation where they have time and space to negotiate being a parent and being an employee seemed to matter a lot more to closing these happiness gaps than just any sort of short-term financial transfer or incentive.
For the U.S., you write that the 1993 Family and Medical Leave Act is one of the sole federal policies that exists that helps new parents. Does that lack of family-friendly policies have much weight when looking at the U.S. parental happiness gap?
That's absolutely true. If you look at what the U.S. offers for parents, largely what it offers is under the FMLA, and because of that, it can be difficult for parents to get paid while they take time off, and the FMLA isn't specifically designated for parenting. It's kind of this blanket policy where it can be for caring for an aging parent, for example. You could also use FMLA for that, and so that gets really challenging because if you've used it for one thing, you probably can't use it for another thing too, and so it's not a specific policy, whereas if you look at a place like Sweden where you can get a couple of months of parental leave and it can be paid and it's specifically designated for parenting, that's a completely different story.
And when we look comparatively from like the U.S. to all these other countries like Sweden, like you just mentioned, how does the U.S. stack against the countries, especially when looking at policies like this?
Right. So we were very curious about that, actually. We wanted to know not just how these countries ranked in terms of the difference in happiness between parents and non-parents, but also just how these countries ranked in terms of policies. Those were really two big objectives for us. And We found that the U.S. was really ranking near the bottom of the 22 countries, according to what we called a comprehensive policy index. That was kind of the closest thing we had to an overall measure. And what that index took into account was duration of paid parenting leave, work flexibility, like I mentioned earlier, and then paid sick and vacation days afforded by law in that country. So those three things put together were a comprehensive index for us, and on that the U.S. Did get the worst score.
Well, thank you for talking with KWBU today, Matthew.
Oh, my pleasure.